Oh, Larry, welcome to Not Orphans. We were just talking about your company.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Larry, why don't you tell everybody, some people who weren't listening last week, just give a little overview on the company.
Be happy to. ATI Networks is a up-and-coming media company that has specialized in leading-edge software development over the last 5 years. We've been the first to do wireless communications over the Internet. Later on, also became one of the first companies to create online auction technology, and since then we've been actively involved in B2B commerce and streaming media over the Internet. And most recently, we launched online secure voting technology that would enable people to eventually vote online over the Internet. It's a very exciting new business. We believe that the future of online voting is a very exciting thing for a lot of reasons, but for the most important reason, which is to enable more people to be involved and participate in the voting process.
So everybody can call in and place their vote right on your website.
That's right, at tallyvotes.com.
I did that already.
Additionally, and though it's kind of interesting, as most people may not realize this, but we enable people to incorporate a survey into their own website just by going to tallyvotes.com, following the simple instructions, and within 15 minutes they can actually incorporate a survey right into their own site using our voting technology and our servers. We enable people to do that and provide that free of charge, so thousands of webmasters around the world could actually enable their own websites with a survey.
Anything special about your serving? And you do everything right out of your area?
Well, we provide servers both in our area here in the Midwest and also in Orlando, Florida. We have one of our offices are located in Orlando, Florida, so we have servers as well in that location. So we actually distribute the traffic between a number of sites, particularly because we do streaming media as well, and we balance the load that way between multiple servers.
So how has your traffic grown over the year?
This year it's grown absolutely phenomenally. Interestingly enough, from the beginning of the year till today, our traffic is up thousands of percent from what it was earlier in the first quarter, particularly, I think, because of the increased interest in two of our websites, TallyVotes being one of them and Youth Networks being another one that is getting a tremendous amount of traffic. Youth Networks has focused on the marketplace, the teen marketplace, and particularly those 13 to 18-year-olds that are interested in having a site that's specifically designed for them and tailored to their needs and their interests. So between those two sites, we've seen a tremendous increase in the number of...
What do you have on there that keeps their attention?
What we have particularly found is attractive to the teen market is a unique, in-depth celebrity interview each month. And as time goes on, over the next few weeks, we expect to have an interview with Britney Spears and Mandy Moore. In the month of June, we had an in-depth interview with one of the Backstreet Boys, Howie D, who had a sister die of lupus last year. So he and his younger sister and some other friends, including the Backstreet Boys themselves, put on a benefit concert the last weekend of June in Orlando City Walk, where we did a live webcast of the interview as well as part of the concert. So that we saw a lot of traffic when we first launched Youth Networks and saw a tremendous following stay on afterward and continue to come back to the site to see that interview if they didn't happen to see it live. Because we do archive each one of our live celebrity interviews as well as other webcasts. This month we interviewed Jessica Henderson, who is America's new junior miss for 2000. So we continue each month to have a celebrity interview that we think will be of interest to teenagers, and that seems to keep them coming back and keeps them interested and seeing what we're going to have next. So we produce our own shows and continue to produce new content that's fresh and interesting.
And how do you determine your traffic? Is it page views or hits, or what do you use?
A combination of three things, Mike. We track unique visitors as well as page views and also the number of hits. The most important thing we find to us is the first two, the number of unique visitors and the number of page views. For each page view, you might have somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 15 hits being registered for each page. But what advertisers want to pay for and are willing to spend their advertising dollars for is the number of unique page views. So we track all three, but the two most significant are the unique visitors each week and also the number of page views that are delivered to each of those unique visitors.
Can you give some rough numbers on your growth?
Between our sites in the first quarter, just to give you an idea, our busiest site was our NASA Mirror site, primarily getting traffic because of the interest in the Mars Lunar Lander expedition. And we were running about 185,000 page views per hour during the initial interest in that launch to Mars. When that contact was lost with that particular landing vehicle, it dropped substantially due to the fact that there was no more interest.
Well, 185,000, that's huge. How do you handle such heavy traffic?
Primarily with distributed load among the servers that we do have, and in addition to that, of course, we have the capability to use three T3 lines simultaneously, which is, and each one is capable of carrying about 45 megabits per second, which is, to put that in terms of what anybody else would be probably familiar with, is imagine about 10,000 dial-in customers dialing in simultaneously.
Now, your income comes from selling the advertising.
Partly and primarily, we have five categories of revenue-producing categories, and three of them are advertising-related. One of them is transaction-related, depending on how many purchase transactions happen through our websites, and then the fifth is actually product-based. We get a percentage from each of our vendor suppliers of any products that are sold to our customer base. Imagine having a fully interactive television set when you are watching TV. You see something that's advertised by an advertiser and instantly be able to purchase that. That's the unique thing that we offer on the Internet, where an advertiser can be purchased immediately. And then we, in turn, share in the sales revenues from those purchased products.
Oh, that's terrific. That really sounds like you've got, like magic. You've really set up something terrific.
We agree. We're very excited about not only the present growth, but also the future potential that we have, particularly because there's 25 million teenagers in the United States that love to buy things every month. And we all know, for all of those in the audience that have teenagers, how very excited they are to spend our money every month. And having two teenagers myself, we often draw upon them to find out the things that are of interest to them that they like to spend their money on and the things that they find exciting. So my two teenage daughters are actually consultants to the company where they
very
participate
nice.
In giving us advice on.
You're growing so fast, you don't really feel any competition, do you?
Well, there's always competition in the Internet because it's a very dynamic environment, but because we seem to have a very unique position right now in both online voting and with our youth media product and the way that we're approaching the market, we feel that although there is some competition in certain areas, we have two competitors in online voting, for instance, and there's a couple of teen websites that are very exciting and interesting as well. We don't think they offer quite as much as Youth Networks offers to the teen viewer, but Yes, we expect that we'll see continued competition. We just have to keep getting better and providing our marketplace and stay in touch with our customers, just like any other company. So we feel that there's nothing to rest on our laurels about. We'll continue to move aggressively to provide exciting products and provide an exciting company to the customers that are going to be coming to our websites. And
all right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.